Hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening today. If you're around me very long, you will know that I put a pretty high premium on personal Bible study. And of course, the reason I do is because God does. You know, this is why He tells us in His Word. We need to be letting His Word dwell in us richly and hide His Word in our hearts that we may not sin against Him, and on and on and on. There are many scriptures telling us about the importance of dwelling in God's Word. If you want to get into that in more detail, go to Psalm 119. It's a pretty awesome chapter. But the Bible is God's primary way to communicate with us, to communicate with His kids. And if you've listened to the last podcast I did, you know, if you've got a best friend, and we all do, maybe your spouse, it may be someone else, but if there's someone you love really deeply, then of course you're going to want to spend time with them. You just do. I mean, if you love them, you want to be with them. It doesn't make any sense to not want to be with somebody and communicate with somebody if you love them. And I will cancel things. I will clear my schedule. I'll make time somehow, some way to be with my wife because I love her. I want to spend time with her. It's the same with God. If we love God, we want to be with Him. We want to spend time in His Word with Him. But I've run into many Christians through the years who feel inadequate when it comes to Bible study. They feel like they really don't know how to do Bible study very well. They don't know how to do careful word studies. They don't know how to run cross references where they can compare scriptures with other scriptures. And they feel like, well, I don't really know how. You know, maybe they feel like they got to go to seminary or something before they can do that kind of stuff. The truth is, almost any of us who really has a desire to do it can become pretty skilled at these different kinds of Bible study nowadays because there's so many helps out there. Web pages that will help us, like Blue Letter Bible and many, many others. Smartphone apps that will help us do Bible study. There's some great stuff out there. iPad apps and all kinds of stuff. But having said that, I can imagine that there are many Christians, maybe you, would think sometimes, you know, boy, I just wish I lived really close to or maybe in the same home with a real Bible scholar. That would be so awesome. Just to be able to get into the Bible every day with someone who really knows how to study the Bible, really knows how to interpret scriptures carefully and accurately and could share that with me and we could just talk about that. Does that sound appealing to you? It does me. You know, I don't know who your favorite Bible teachers are. Maybe you think it'd be great to sit down every day and study with Chuck Swindoll or maybe John MacArthur or Charles Stanley. I don't know who your favorite teacher is. With me, it would be men like John Piper and Al Mohler, Russell Moore, Tim Keller, Greg Kokel, J. Warner Wallace. You know, it'd be so cool to sit down with those and just talk with them and listen to them and hear what they have to say about the Bible to me personally. You know where I'm going yet? Have you figured this out? The truth is, I do get to do that every day with Piper, Moeller, Keller, Kokel, Wallace, Moore. Great Bible study. And I do it through their podcasts. You're listening to this right now, so obviously you know something about podcasts. Of course, you can listen on your computer. Some of you may be doing that. But if you have an iPad or an iPod or an iPhone, you can download them automatically and listen via iTunes. Some of you may have learned how to do that. On an Android phone, I've got an Android phone. There are other ways, you know, there are podcast apps. I use something called Beyond Pod, but there are others you could use. And if you have a smartphone, it might take you just a few minutes to figure it out, or maybe a few days. But once you get to the point where you've learned how to use it and you're really familiar with your podcaster or your podcast app, it's wonderful, and it's just time well spent to learn how to do it. If you need help figuring these things out, I'd love to help you. Just give me a call, send me an email, something, let me know, and I'll be glad to help you. Of course, I'd be thrilled if from time to time you did some Bible study with me when I upload new podcasts. And of course, all the old ones are available too if you haven't had a chance to listen to them. You can find, I think it's the last 100 podcasts on iTunes. But you can find all of them on AboundingJoy.com, so I'd love for you to listen to those. Here's the question. Do we love Jesus enough to seriously, seriously want to spend time with Him in His Word? That's how you spend time with Him. Well, podcasts are a great way to do it. It's a tremendous tool that he's given us in these days that the generation before did not have the opportunity to use. So let me encourage you, really take advantage of this. Next time you're tempted to flip on the TV, you realize what you're doing, right? When you flip on the TV, you're spending some time, giving your time to a bunch of often very godless actors. Why not click on a podcast? Spend time with Jesus, the one who loves you most, and these guys who are helping you understand more about the Scriptures. Or next time you're riding down the road and you're tempted to turn on your favorite radio station, why not turn on a podcast instead? And you can get creative about redeeming the time, finding time slots when you can listen to podcasts. I hook my cell phone, my smartphone, up to a speaker in my bathroom, and I listen to podcasts while I'm shaving and showering. It's a great opportunity just to spend some time with the Lord while I'm shaving and showering. You can do similar things to that. I also got a Bluetooth headset that accommodates podcasts and music from your cell phone, and that way it's easy for me when I'm, you know, maybe washing dishes or doing a little bit of laundry or doing something, doing yard work or, you know, all kinds of things. I can be listening to podcasts all that time. Lots of ways to redeem the time and listen to good Bible study. If you've got little kids, you may have to get to bed a little earlier with them. That would be good for them. And you may have to get up earlier than they do and have some time that way to listen to some good Bible study before you get your day started. Great way to start the day. It's just a great way to get into God's Word. I just love it, and God has helped me grow a lot in the past few years listening to podcasts. So the question is, are we serious? Are we serious about our spiritual growth? I think you and I both would be quick to say, oh, I got a lot of growing to do. We don't think we've arrived. We know we haven't arrived. But we cannot grow if we're not eating the Word heartily and we're not eating healthy. So I want to urge you, find you some good podcast teachers, Bible teachers, and spend time with them every day and let God speak to your heart through good, solid Bible study. You won't regret it. Father, thank you so much for podcasts. Thank you that we live in a day when we have so many ways that we can listen to so much good Bible teaching and then pause it when we get interrupted and then go back to it and listen some more. It's awesome, Father. Thank you so much for raising up great men who've studied your Word, who know your Word, who can communicate your Word clearly so that we can turn on the podcaster and just listen and think and study and learn and grow. Thank you so much for making this opportunity so easy. And Father, I guess one of the things you're doing is helping us see our own hearts. Do we really love you or not? Lord, we want to love you enough that we will hunger to get into your Word, to hear your Word taught and explained and expounded. So Father, if we've fallen out of love with you a little bit here, if we've lost some of our first love, would you rekindle that flame? Would you help us to get passionate about spending time with you, knowing that there's no one that loves us more than you do, and so that we would learn how to love you back and just crave and desire with all our hearts to spend that time with you through good podcasts. We thank you so much for this wonderful gift. In Jesus' name, amen.